The summer preview continues across the Northeast. After warm weather started the week, we are finishing things on the warm side again. In fact, tomorrow, temperatures may be a couple of degrees warmer than today. A few spots may reach the upper 80s tomorrow afternoon, which could challenge some records. By the weekend, we'll keep things on the warm side. It will also start to turn a little bit humid. And with that increase in humidity, we'll also have at least the chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm on both Saturday and Sunday. Right now, it is a gorgeous May afternoon. Again, though, it does feel a bit more like summer than springtime, at least on the thermometer, with temperatures up in the 80s in many spots and some 70s as well. Our dew points, though, are quite low, and that means that the humidity levels are low, and that's more a feature of springtime. But as we work through the coming days, again, we will see a little bit more in the way of humidity in the air, so it might become a little bit more noticeable, especially later tomorrow, and then both Saturday and Sunday. So in the short term, things will be quiet and fairly comfortable through the night, with temperatures running in the upper 40s to middle and maybe upper 50s. A few spots through the Adirondacks may dip into the lower 40s, and we'll see some areas of fog form, otherwise the sky will be mainly clear. Moving into the day tomorrow, sunshine will mix with a few clouds. Again, it will be warm, probably a few degrees warmer than today, with highs mainly in the 80s. Again, a few spots could challenge record highs tomorrow afternoon. Humidity levels will begin to increase a little bit tomorrow. You'll feel it more on Saturday, with temperatures running again in the 80s. There is the chance for a passing shower or storm on Saturday, but it's not going to rain everywhere, and it's not going to rain the entire day, so it's more like a summer-type situation where a storm may pop up later on in the day. By Sunday, again, we'll have that chance for a few more showers and storms, primarily north and west of the capital region. So all in all, it looks like a pretty nice Mother's Day weekend, and the weather looks quite pleasant for the Tulip Festival in downtown Albany. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s, some lower to mid-40s in the Adirondacks, and tomorrow mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s, some lower to mid-40s in the Adirondacks, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, high in the 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 50s, tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, high in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, high in the 80s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower or storm during the afternoon or evening, warm and muggy, high in the 80s. And for Mother's Day on Sunday, partly sunny, chance of scattered showers and storms, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.